Shalom bayit, you know what that is?
Uh-uh.
It's a Jewish term. It means a peace in the house.
Oh, I thought it meant bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shalom bayit.
Shalom bayit. Where you been and where you going? This is Ari's travel show, yeah. We're gonna talk about travel today. It's you be
trippin', yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to You Be Trippin', the only travel podcast that's ever been made. I'm Ari Shaffir, your host, and every week we have a new guest, usually a friend of mine, telling us about a beautiful place. And today is no different. We have my friend Mark Norman. He's a great traveler. He's an amazing comedian. He has a new special out right now called Soup to Nuts. It's available on Netflix. Mark, where are we going today?
We're going to Australia.
Oi, oi, oi.
Down under.
Have you ever been surfing before?
Never.
That was the first time.
So I had to do the dumb gay lesson, you know.
The lesson's tough.
Pop up, but I needed it. I was clueless.
But also, it is cool.
Yeah.
When you get even on the sand and you go like that.
Yeah.
It's like,
yes.
It feels like you're surfing.
It totally does. And like, of course, our guy was super hot. He was like a hot, hunky surfer guy from New Zealand.
That's tough.
And I learned a lot. You know, he taught us about the waves and the current and the riptide and all that crap.
How do you paddle with a hard on?
It wasn't easy. That was a third fin.
You're like a scale of justice.
Yeah.
Wait, where'd you do it? Which beach? Which city?
Not Adelaide. Oh shit. We did Perth, Adelaide, Sydney,
Melbourne,
Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbogan, dude.
Yeah. Bogans. That's their white trash.
Yeah. It's very specific.
It was so fun. And when you get it, man, I understand it now. You see these queefs out there who smoke weed all day and wake up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And put on a wetsuit. By the way, the wetsuit's amazing. It really does warm you.
It does warm you.
Yeah. The water was freezing, and I was fine. And
did you piss in it?
Of course.
Of course. How could you not? You're out there, and you got to piss.
Yeah.
And you can't take it off.
And it stays a little bit, you know?
You feel it. Even though you're in the water, you still feel the piss around you.
Yeah. Well, it's like a leather couch. It pools in the suit.
Yep.
So yeah, great time. And
how long, when you get that wave.
Oh, it's 4 seconds, but boy,
it's four
is
seconds.
It great.
You get, because you get up and you fall, you get up and you fall, you get up and you finally you get one.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like heaven.
It's great too, because it's one of the things where you can't think about it too much. You know, if you start thinking about it, you're like, you just gotta feel it, baby.
Yeah.
In your bones.
Did you see any like great surfers out there?
Of course, yeah.
Where they're like, yeah.
They were just ripping, and you're like, why can't I do
that's
that?
That's wild. I'm barely able to stand up, and you see them like flipping in the air. Doing ollies and shit.
And you know what? It feels like a stick shift. You know, you have to learn a stick shift, but eventually you just feel it, and you just know it. You don't even think about it. That's what surfing felt like. The last hour, you're like, all right, I just feel it now.
God, how much did that cost?
I was like, I don't know, $150?
True or false? In Australia, because you use different money, it feels like fake money, but it's almost exactly the same. So you're whipping through cash that you feel like is Monopoly money.
Whipping through cash. But it was way better. The dollar was way stronger. It was about 60 cents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So everything was almost half off.
Oh.
So that changed a lot.
Oh, the last time I was there, it was like 95 cents to the dollar. And you're like, fuck this stupid money. And you're like, wait, I just spent $5,000 in the last 2 days.
No, it was way cheaper.
Oh, that's cool.
And no tipping. So you're a millionaire. So you're spending less money on the meals and not tipping.
How great did that feel when you don't even see the line?
Oh, it's weird. You feel guilty.
Yeah. You do feel. I had a lady in somewhere. I got a kangaroo burger or
kangaroo steak or something like that.
I
had a kangaroo burger.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Very flavorful.
And I tipped her. You know, a normal, someone who used to work in service industry amount, which is higher than a regular person even.
Yeah.
And she comes back. She goes, are you sure? And I mean, then no, I wasn't sure anymore. But you can't, can't be like, no, give me $12 back.
They do the, hey, everybody here makes a living wage. Don't worry about it. You're like, wow, okay, get it.
That's what she told me. I was like, what makes you work hard then if you're not getting tips? Like, we were just talking, and she goes, well, I get paid $25 an hour. I'm like, yeah, but with no tips, why would you like work hard? She goes, because I don't want to lose a job that pays me $25 an hour.
See,
how do like anyone with a salary job work hard?
That's a great point.
You're not making tips.
Well, we're so fucking entitled here that we're like, you have to give me extra shit just for me to do a medium default job.
Yeah. What cultural, this is interesting now because you're a student of all this, and Australia is an English-speaking country.
Yep.
What cultural differences did you see? Did you notice? if any.
Well, I thought I heard somebody
it's
coming
banned.
In.
He's trying to
Okay.
Fuck him.
That's his Mexican caged helper he has.
Yeah.
What cultural differences? Well, I saw a lot, so buckle
okay.
up.
Okay.
I have a whole theory about Australia just from being there for 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks is a great time, too. It's not a quick top pop in and out.
I'll just I'll jizz it out real quick.
Jizz
I'll do my full load, and then we'll get
spray
to the little things.
Spray me down,
bro. So Australia, it's better than us in a lot of ways. Way less homeless, way less crime, way less opioid addiction, no shootings. So they got all no tipping, living wage. They have health care. They got us on everything, but
chicks, hot chicks,
super hot chicks. Everybody's free. They don't have like there's not a lot of like toxic male. No, they're just living. They're not worried about all that bullshit. You know, we have that here, and we go. Should I feel bad? I'm an asshole. I'm a cisgendered white cunt. You know, they don't really have that. They do have some Aboriginal guilt.
They have some history,
but it's not bad.
Yeah,
not like
they
us.
They didn't do it. The ones now didn't do it.
Exactly. So I would say that Australia, it's great in a lot of ways, but it's like this. It's all very regular. There's not a lot of highs and lows.
What do you mean, highs and lows?
Meaning the people, like here, we've got the opioid addicted, fentanyl snorting, crackhead blowing a guy under an overpass who's got dementia and he's mentally retarded. And then we got Elvis. We got Steve Jobs. We got LeBron James. Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk isn't from here.
But he came here.
He came here. We got all that. But we got the Downs syndrome.
Right.
They just have this.
Wow.
So we're worse, but we're better, too, over here.
Interesting.
It's like Cosby. He's a brilliant comedian. Pull your pants up, but he's also a serial rapist.
Yeah.
You know, like they're very still and running smoothly, but we have this going on. But at least we get the highs, too.
I like that. Okay, so what'd you get into?
Okay, let's see. Well, we start in Perth.
Yeah.
It's,
nobody goes to Perth.
Nobody.
It's comedy-wise, nobody goes. I loved it.
I loved it, too, and it was hell, though, because we went there first. So you fly to San Francisco, you change, then you fly to Sydney, and you're like, I did it. I made it to Australia. That flight was hell. One more to Perth. 5 hours.
Five hours. You're like, Australia. We feel, in America, we feel like everything is small. But Australia is about the same size as the United States.
Right, right.
And you're going from here to there.
Yes, exactly. And I said, why did you do that to me, manager?
I mean, what else are you going to do? Go the other way?
That's what they said. They said, you got to get it over with.
You got to get it over with. I mean, you could go Hong Kong, somewhere around here, and then down.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, also, you got to go San Francisco to Hong Kong. It doesn't matter. San Francisco to there or San Francisco to there. You're still going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we just suck it up and do it. It was hell. Because you're like, I made it. Oh, wait. Now you got to go to L.A. It's a full cross country.
That trip is one of the wildest because it's Southern Hemisphere and, I don't know, Eastern Hemisphere? I don't know.
Yeah, where is England?
England's.
Because they sent their.
England's over here.
So they went all the way. They must have cut through Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they went all the way there just to get rid of their prisoners.
Oh, right. I think they went around the Cape of Good Hope.
Oh, man, that's a long one, too.
That's a long one. I think if they lost people, they were like, it's fine.
Yeah, they're pedophiles.
Yeah, right? They didn't ship them there by plane.
No. This is the, 14.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, if it sinks, it sinks.
Yeah. But they made it.
Did you go to the prison out there in Perth?
No. Oh, no, I missed the prison.
It's okay.
Damn.
It's like a haunted prison tour at night. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. So what'd you get into there?
Well, Perth was just the first stop, so we're like, okay, we gotta regroup.
That trip is fucking hell.
Hell.
It's like a day.
It's a day, but I went with the wife, and I sprung for both of us to have first class. She never had the lay down.
Idiot, what?
I know.
How much?
Profit margin.
You gotta tell me how much. Or wait. Take 10 seconds and think if you can tell me the real number. Because if you're gonna make up a number, then don't tell me.
I'm actually not positive of the number, but they fly me out.
You're HIV positive.
So they fly me out. So that's
they fly you up first class?
Yeah.
But that's coming out of your take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they guarantee you'd be lower.
But I couldn't put her in the back with the
God, that'd be
stoolies.
So ballsy, though.
I did it with London.
You did?
Yeah, but I would go give her snacks every now and then, like I was feeding the
Remember
poor.
Remember when you and Shane, I was stupid. I was like, I got my own row in the back. I don't need first class. They're going to have me my own row. And then the lady was like, I'll bring you a first class meal.
Yeah, you see? It's great. And she never laid down before. That was the highlight of the trip was that first class flight. I watched movies. I ate like a king.
It's when you land, you see everybody from, I call it steerage, and they're like, ah, no.
Yeah.
And then you're like refreshed. It's really not a hellish flight at all.
Not at all. No, it was better than a New York apartment.
Do they give you those like pajama socks?
Pajama socks. You got the slip-on thing.
Yeah.
The shoes. I got the full headphone. I got an eye mask.
Wow.
They give you a toothbrush and toothpaste. It's wow. great.
So Perth was whatever.
Okay, Perth was whatever, but I liked it. Everybody's like, it's so sleepy and boring, but I thought it was pretty and clean, and no one goes there, so they're very like, thank you.
Oh, right. Yeah, the crowds must have been wild there.
Crowds were wild. We did 3 shows at a theater, and wow. then I said, what do I do here? They go, you got to go see the Quokkas.
Fuck, I'm so sorry I missed that.
Really?
Yeah. I had limited time, and I went up north hiking, and then I went... And then I saw a lot of dead kangaroos on the side of the road.
Oh, no.
But just so many.
That's like they're deer.
Yeah, but like way more than I've ever seen deer.
Whoa.
It's like every 7 miles is a fucking rotted out carcass.
That is wild.
I pulled over for some and like took pictures.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try to find those. But
after the fourth one, you're like, all right, I got it. You're
but bored the Quokkas I really, really wanted to see. And I went to the haunted Cook's prison or whatever it was.
Wish I'd done that.
Yeah. So, but you went to the island? For the Quokkas?
And here's where we get crazy.
Wow.
So we go to the island and we go, well, you can take a 2.5-hour ferry.
Okay.
Or the only other option is a helicopter. And I go, well, I'm not. Who am I? Fucking Kanye?
Yeah.
Kobe?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a helicopter.
It's bad history of that.
And it's just so much money. And I start going, you know what? Fuck it. I'm never going to be back here, probably. I bet I can convince... We're drunk at a bar. We're going there tomorrow. I'm like, I bet I can convince the... Live Nation guy to spring for it, and we'll put it on some kind of artist tab or whatever. So we start talking, we start doing shots, and I go, hey, Peter, he's this cool guy. He's grizzled. He used to work with like NoFX and all this shit.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's hanging out with us. Thank God our tour people were cool.
Yeah.
They were fun. They were drunks.
You get who they assign you.
Exactly. But this guy's like, I listen to all the pods. He'll probably hear this.
Right.
But he's like, I love all your stuff. So he wanted to go on. So he got it. And I go, hey, we're thinking about going to the Rottnest Island for the Quokkas. And
that's
going to be awesome. And I go, yeah, they're saying there's a helicopter because the boat takes 2.5. Then we got to take 2.5 back. The helicopter takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So just for timing wise, and he goes, I got it.
No.
I'll pay for it. And we took a helicopter.
Oh.
It was awesome. I have photos of that.
This is like there's one of the owners of a club I work at a lot. I don't want to say specifically, but when he's coked up, man, you get that top shelf scotch.
Yeah,
people are like, hey, let's call him Jimmy. Jimmy, how come you never treat me right?
Right.
Give me the high up there where you need a ladder.
Well, they have these weird budgets where they're like,
they
all
do
right,
have
fuck
a weird
it.
Budget, and also they're paying it for like high, like the killers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So our money that we're getting our nice expensive meal,
yes,
it's nothing. They never get looked at.
Exactly. And all you got to do is make sure you're the guy who gets that weird budget, you know, because they'll give it to someone else if you don't put your foot down.
Right. So you went.
So we went and we fed them and they were cute and little and weird.
You have pictures of that?
I got a lot of pictures of that. And here.
What is a Quokka? So people don't know.
It's basically like a little marsupial. See there? I gave him a chip right in the middle there.
This one?
Hold on. Look at that.
Oh,
I just put the
so
camera
cute.
Right in his face. And they eat anything. You get ice cream, and we got yelled at for giving them ice cream.
Really?
Like fucking Americans.
Oh,
and
wow.
Watch out for a dick pic.
That's fine. I've seen it before.
That's
wow,
true.
You're right there with them.
Oh, yeah. They're so
they pose
little.
With you. Oh, that's the helicopter.
That's the helicopter. We're in it. Yeah, there's Youngblood.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You brought Youngblood, too. He sat in coach.
That's true.
Okay. I was like, yeah, I assume.
Yeah. And we just had a great time, and it's a
cute
little island,
Quokkas.
And it's remote. We had a couple beers on the water.
Really?
Yeah. And
what was the weather like?
It was perfect.
Okay, I got another question for you.
Oh, yeah. So then that was another day. We went to the Australian Football League.
Fun.
AFL. Super fun, rowdy, big beers, meat pies. Great time.
What's a meat pie?
A meat pie it's basically like a chicken pot pie, but it's way worse for you, and it's beefy and mushroomy and salty.
It's when you're drunk, it's glorious.
Oh, it's great, but you have a miscarriage. Like you're going to shit blood, and your stomach hurts, but man, are they good.
Today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by Sheath Underwear. Guys, do you have extremely long balls that stick to the sides of your legs and chafe? And eventually get redder and redder and redder, and eventually get so itchy that you just want to die because your long balls touching the sides of your thighs? Well, I do. And I don't know if that affects you too, But this colonel from the U.S. Army took his know-how and he applied it to underwear. He's got a little pouch here. I'm actually wearing the underwear right now. Yes. They come in weird designs like this. Well, I can't show you my dick. But the point is, there's a little pouch for your fucking nuts. So it stops that itch from happening. You got a hole for your dick and then a pouch for your nuts. It's a dick pouch technology. Only found at sheathunderwear.com. That'll stop you from itching. However, the problem is, because this colonel gave these underwear to almost every comedian, occasionally you get yours mixed up with another comics while you're on a trip together, and you end up wearing theirs. And he cannot stop the itch you get from trying on the underwear of someone with active herpes. Sheathunderwear.com. Protect the sides of your thighs from itch. Guys, go to sheath.com right now for 20% off your order if you use the promo code Ari. That's sheath.com. They are great underwear. They're pretty much the only kind I use. 20% off your order with promo code Ari. Now let's get back to the episode. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by the Freeze Pipe Doctor. Oh, the Freeze Pipe. I don't need the copy for this. I use it. It's great. Whoever coughs when they're smoking. I know I do. Yeah, I'm willing to admit it. There's toxic masculinity where you can't admit that things hurt. That things hurt, that you're overwhelmed by beauty when you're going to the Sagrada Familia. That you listen to Nevermind. You're like, what a beautiful album. And you start crying. I'm willing to admit it. And when I smoke harsh weed from a harsh pipe, it hurts. And I cry. And the Freeze Pipe said, don't cry anymore. Don't cry anymore, Ari. We'll put glycerin in a pipe and you can put it in your freezer for only like an hour. And then it hits fucking nice, everybody. It's smooth. For real, it's smooth. Get one. TheFreezePipe.com. It's TheFreezePipe.com. Look at me with no fucking copy because I use it and it's fucking good. It hits fucking smooth, dude. Refreshing. Like for real, like a fucking mint. Like you're fucking smoking a fucking mint. Order today. Go to TheFreezePipe.com and use promo code TRIPPIN at checkout. That's TRIPPIN with no G. And get 10% off your order and free shipping. Look at that. I know it all by heart. Use promo code TRIPPIN at TheFreezePipe.com for 10% off your order and free shipping right now. Cody was like, I'll show you where to get an authentic one.
Yeah.
And I was like, where? 7-Eleven. That is the Australian authentic meat pie.
Oh, yeah. They don't frown on them there.
Yeah.
It's like a Big Mac.
Yeah.
You get one when you're drunk.
Yeah. And they're open on the way home. They'll warm them up for you. Aussie football was cool. What I remembered from, they took me in Melbourne, was all the food and shit was cheap. Like, you're getting in is tough.
Very cheap.
And then everything's cheap.
Yeah, I agree. The food is cheap. The beer's cheaper.
Yeah.
The drinks were way cheaper. They do the damn pour there. That's one thing I don't like about Australia is they do that weird shot glass pour.
The exact amount.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. You want to go? I kept saying, this is America. What are you doing? And they go, it's not America. But that's how I feel. I'm like, pour the fucking thing.
Do you feel like, okay, Australia and England and Canada, they feel in some way, not completely, in some ways like just little America.
A little bit in some ways.
Yeah, like if you're in downtown Sydney, you see a Zara.
Yes.
And everyone's speaking English with an accent. But like everyone's speaking English and the signs are all in English.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't really gone to a new place.
A little bit, but the roads are, you know, you have to look the other way when you're crossing the street. That's a little weird. The shot glass thing is a little weird. Everything closes early.
Ask for a double shot?
I ask for doubles for everything.
And so that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Instead of flirting with them, you just be like, just give me two.
Yeah. Or I'd say just give me a couple shots to start off the night, and then I'll just nurse this, you know, Jack and Coke.
How are they with drinking?
They go at it, but they stop at 2 o'clock. That's it.
I thought they have these like lock-ins or something. Maybe it's changed. COVID changed a lot of shit, but
okay.
I heard they used to have it where it was like, instead of letting everyone out of the bars at 2, that's where all the fights and stabbings were.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone's out together and they're disappointed they're not drinking. Instead, they go, we're shutting the doors one way only, only out, but not in at whatever time. 2. So if you're there, you can keep drinking. So then it's a steady stream of people leaving slowly.
Yeah.
Because like now it's 2:20 and I'm like, I think I'm done. So
right.
I'm leaving, but you might be 2:40. The next guy might be 2:15.
Interesting.
Somebody else might 1:45, but there's no like quick. And also that's like down a bunch of shots.
Yeah.
Because we won't get the chance anymore.
That's true. That's out. But they do drink earlier there. Like they're out at 7 pounding beers where we go out at 10.
That's
cool.
But
we went to an open mic the first night we got there just out of boredom.
In Perth?
In Perth. Packed to the gills.
Wow.
super nice. All the comics were really, really warm and like, you're here. This is crazy. I watched you on Bobby Lee's pod and now you're here. And they gave us time and everybody had a good set. And it was.
Is this your first time there?
In Perth, yeah.
But not Australia.
Only Melbourne. I did the festival, which kind of sucked.
It's a long road.
It's a long road for a 15-minute spot every night, and then I would just get blackout drunk out of boredom.
Dude, I came. This will be my episode, I guess. But like, I did the Melbourne festival, but it was part of a whole tour. But I only did it for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and Kinane and Sean Patton had already been there for 3 weeks. I'm like, "Hey guys, I'm here!" And they're like, "Ari, shut up, you're too loud."
Yeah,
it was just like, "Oh man, you guys look bad."
Oh yeah, it does a number on you.
Yeah,
because you're trying to adjust the time, and you're drinking more to compensate. It's
and
not
also
good.
It's a party.
Yeah. Daniel Sloss shows up, and you're like, "Oh, here we go." But yeah, so Perth was awesome. Did the open mic, then we went to the comedy club one night. We were up and at 'em in Perth. So we do the theater, and then they're like, "There's a comedy club thing," and let's go over there. And you get to see the other part of town. You get to see other people and meet people. Then go drinking with them.
Something I see when I'm on the road, and you probably do even America anywhere. It's like you think you know what Denver is, but really you know the shitty downtown part of Denver.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you find out, oh, this is why it's cool from away from there. You know, the people who come here in New York and go to Times Square, you're like, that's not what New York is.
Yes.
Go to Bushwick. Go to try some different places. It's nice when they take you to another part of town.
It's nice because, you know, the wife's like, another show? What are we doing? And I'm like, it's not that. It's just something new.
Oh, right.
And otherwise, you got to go, let me Google Perth fun. I don't want to do that.
And then also, you're following what the blogs tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they wouldn't tell you. I always relate it to here. The blogs wouldn't tell you about the spots I know about.
Yeah,
you know,
they're gonna tell you about the Cronut.
Yeah, or exactly. Or like, this is the oldest bar in there, is whatever. And instead of like, oh, this is actually a cool bar. They gotta play 90s music.
Right.
You know,
right. There's cheap dumpling here.
Yeah, there's a place near the stand actually, and they play every time I pass in. It's like 90s rock, and I love it.
I was
trying to make out our new patties, and it just didn't catch on.
What's the bar?
It's down a block and then over, like, on that street.
I know the exact spot you're talking about. Kind of off Irving Plaza a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know that spot.
And it's just like, oh, this always got room.
Yeah.
We couldn't get it going. I'm like, Patty's, I love it, but it's like, we're going to lose people along the way.
Yeah, it's 2 blocks.
It's 2 blocks. Yeah, you're right. It was just better when it was next door.
Of course, yeah. That place is still open, by the way.
What?
That old stand spot.
Patty's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Great spot.
It's so funny, too. You don't go in there for a year and a half. Like, Ari, how you been? It's just like a real bar.
That's what New York used to be. By the way.
But, here's what I was going to say, though. When you have comics, we have a cheat code to help us find the places that aren't in
blogs. Yes.
Because you get in, and there's some of the only people I can relate to is other comedians. And I can relate to them anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as they're not kissing up.
Right.
I can relate to them anywhere. Mm-hmm. What's the scene like here? How are the shows? How are the hecklers? You know? And then they'd be like, hey, there's this cool place. Oh, cool. Let's go. When you start doing drinks and everyone's equal. So that's cool. Hong Kong, all the comedians took me out.
Wow. It's so true. You have it's almost like a same language.
Yeah. And the barriers get broken down in no time.
Yes.
With like a norm, it's like it takes a while longer, especially a fan to get broken down.
Of course. The small talk. Yeah. How was your flight? All that. You can just get to it with the comics.
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah.
Super fun. We tried to milk as much out of it as we could. We're so excited to be there. So you don't want to sit in the hotel.
You don't want to sit in the hotel.
And I got to hand it to these, it wasn't Live Nation. I think it was ESG or one of these places.
Yeah.
But they hooked up. They were like, we're going to get you the good hotel. Not like the Four Seasons, but like the cool hotel that's in a great spot with a rooftop bar.
Wow.
And it's like the one the comics like because they've done this so many times.
I don't always need that, but it's nice when it's there.
When I do want it,
when I'm like, oh, in Glasgow, I was like, oh, shit, I went to meet a friend. And I'm like, oh, this bar closed early. She's like, fuck. I'm like, there is a bar in my hotel.
Yes, exactly.
Let's go there. And it was like, oh, this is nice. And we just had a few drinks. It's like certain things is like, yeah, I might not take it, but it's nice.
Yeah, and the wife likes it too. So it's good for her because it's comfortable. Yeah. It's what do you call it? A trendy.
Shalom bite. You know what that is?
Uh-uh.
It's a Jewish term. It means a peace in the house.
Oh.
It means you got to do stuff to keep your fucking bitch from getting bitchy.
What's it called?
Shalom bites.
Shalom bites.
Yeah, bite. Bite means like house. Bait means like house.
Oh, I thought it meant bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shalom bites.
Shalom bites.
You got to do that one in Israel.
Okay. But yeah, then we.
Otherwise, it's shalom bites.
That's great. That's a great t-shirt.
Yeah. Ooh. Shalom bites.
So then we fly out of there. We go straight to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Adelaide's, they call it the Austin of Australia.
What'd you see there? What was cool there?
There's a big strip. I forget the name. It's like kind of a market street type thing with, it looks like Bourbon Street. It's got balconies and bars galore, titty bars, massage parlors, all that shit.
Yeah.
Liquor stores and vape shit. And it's just full of hot young people puking, fucking, fighting. It's super Suchi cool. Hall.
There's a street like that everywhere.
Yes, yes. But this, it's like Sixth Street. Like, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
And we went to all, we're with our rep guy, Peter, and he's just showing us all these cool spots. He's like, this is an underground place. This is where Bill Murray drinks when he comes. And this is his scene.
Oh, nice.
He knew all the spots. He's been doing this run for decades. And I will say the show sucked.
It did.
We did it in a convention center kind of place.
Sometimes they put you like, well, this place has more seats. And you get there and you're like, oh, I should have done less seats. This is stupid.
That's what it was.
This is for like dignitaries.
Yes.
This is dumb.
Exactly.
Or that sounds like a fucking self-help seminar.
Yes. It felt like that. High ceiling was like an airplane hangar with folding chairs.
In Berlin, they
back.
Put me like out of town. In the Turkish part of out of town. And people are like, why are you here? I'm like, I don't know. I came here to the coolest city in the world for a reason.
Right.
Let me play fucking Kreuzberg or somewhere fucking... Anyway, whatever. Sorry.
The only good thing about that show was we had an opener there. Because I was like, give me some Australian comics so they can open the show just so I can see them and meet them.
Yeah.
And this guy, James McCann, I don't know if you heard of him. He ripped it. He was great. Great material. Super funny guy. Good hang. And I said, let's get him on the whole tour. So he came to Sydney with us. He came to Melbourne. He was all over the place.
You got a picture of him?
I don't, actually.
I'm gonna
look him up. He opened for Gillis, too, out there. So he's been picked.
So I got to an interesting discussion, I think, in Adelaide. Wasn't Brisbane. Said I'm coming from Australia. James Donald McCann.
That's him.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Crazy voice, you know, crazy like, hello, I'm Australian.
Yeah, I think I've met him. Nah, probably was younger back
then.
He
had a great, you know, a whole Kanye chunk about Jews, and he was like, he's like, you know, they compare hip-hop, or they're calling Kanye West a Nazi, and he's like, well, rappers and Nazis are kind of similar, you know, they both like to run trains, they're all from the ghetto, something with their band. I can't remember, but he had some great stuff.
That's good. I'd gotten to a discussion in Adelaide. Somebody was, I was talking to, fuck, I can't remember. Damian Powers was there. And then he left. He was like the best one there.
Uh-huh.
And then this guy, I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, opened. And he was great, you know. And I was talking outside. We were smoking weed outside. And two of the young comics were like, to this guy. They're like, you're the best one in Adelaide. He's like, oh, thanks. And they're like, and the guy got serious. Like, no, for real, though. You know that, right? You're the best. You're the best comic in this town.
Yeah.
And he did know. You could tell from the reaction. He did.
Oh, nice.
We got into a long discussion about whether it's better to be a big fish in a small pond or a small fish in a big pond.
Interesting.
And
I have my theory, but I want to hear yours.
Well, what we talked about then is mentally, there is, you got one life. And forget about your accolades and stuff like that. And it's just like how much joy you have in your life. A 72-degree sunny day is better than a fucking 50-degree day and raining.
Yeah.
And you can't have all the time all because the crops will die. But like on that day, it's nicer for you to have 72 and sunny because when you go around town and everyone's like, hey, you're so funny. You're that funny guy because it's just better for you mentally than being in New York or London or somewhere where everyone's like, excuse me, get out of the way, where you're a nobody.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. But when you're the nobody, you can work your way up, which I think is even more satisfying than being the big fish.
But so a lot of people have in their mind, when they say small fish in a big pond, that they're going to be the big fish in the big pond.
Eventually.
But that's not it. It's small fish. It's Sean Patton.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Okay. Yeah, that's
tough. Sean Patton here or Sean Patton in New Orleans?
Right. You know? I don't know. I feel like the small fish has more, even if you never make it,
it's
you still have more
better.
Opportunity and you get to watch these greats. You get to watch your
And
David
you get
Tells.
A lot better. I think you start with this and you get to that, you know, and you're like, I've tripled in size. You're still a small fish, but like you're so much better than you would have been.
Exactly.
Tiny,
I would go then. I think it's good to push the ball. What is that old Louis thing where he said, I got too big. I was up on Mount Everest, but you're alone up there.
Wow.
And it's the air is thin. You can't live up there. Yeah. You want to be the guy walking up the mountain.
Wow, interesting.
He's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
All right.
Guys, I got to break in to give you my dates. I'm a stand-up comic. If you're just finding out about this through the travel route, you might not know that, but I'm a stand-up comic. It's the only thing I've ever loved doing in my life. And I'm on the road. First and foremost, I'm recording my new stand-up comedy special. April 26th and 27th in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol Turnaround. Get tickets right now at arishafir.com. April 27th is almost gone. Hurry up and get April 26th. Or if you can get April 27th, get that if it's still anything available. My new stand-up comedy special, The Juice Stuff, is done. And I've moved on. And let's wrap up. Oh, also, there's a pre-sale right now for Australia, Friday at noon, March 22nd at noon. Melbourne, Adelaide, Canberra, Brisbane, Sydney, starting on May 17th, ending June 1st. Just in time for a little thing called State of Origin, one of the greatest sporting events ever. I've made my whole tour around that. And then here's where I'm going to be with Colm Terrell and Ryan O'Neill and one other person I don't know. Starting March 21st at the Raleigh Improv. First show sold out. Second show still got tickets. Asheville sold out March 22nd. Charlotte, I'll just run through them. Charleston, Birmingham, Nashville sold out March 26th. Huntsville, Knoxville, Memphis, Lexington, Cleveland, both shows sold out on March 31st. Cincinnati, first show sold out. I'm adding a show in Cleveland on April 2nd. Guess what? Hurry up. Maybe I'll do two shows there. Hurry up, April 2nd. Columbus, first show sold out April 3rd. Added a second one. Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Toronto, making my triumphant return. First time in 5 years at the Queen Elizabeth Theater on April 6th. First show sold out. Second show's added. Oh, and then I got more. I just announced. Halifax, first time ever there. On April 11th at the Lighthouse Arts Center. April 12th at the Bronson Center in Ottawa. 13th in Rutland, Vermont at the Paramount. 14th in Huntington, New York at the Paramount. April 20th, 420 in Austin, Texas at the Paramount. Three Paramounts in a row. And then April 26th, my special. April 26th and 27th in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol Turnout. It's going to be a riot. A riot in the Capitol. A Capitol riot. And then also I'll be at the Netflix is a Joke Festival doing my storytelling show May 9th and 10th. It's a good stopover on the way to Australia. Also, Mark Normand is tickets are all available at arishafir.com/tour. Hurry up and get them. They're reasonably priced. I save $20 tickets, $50 for every show at a theater for all you poor people out there. And at the clubs, it's like $35. Because there's no service charger, so I can charge you a normal amount. Here's where Mark's going to be. You can get these at marknormandcomedy.com. He's also one of the best comics in the country, thereby the world right now. We're the number one country. Let me just run through his dates. Starting March 22nd, it might be too late, El Paso, Albuquerque, Memphis, these are all theaters, Little Rock, Bristol, Knoxville, Chattanooga, Syracuse, Buffalo, Minneapolis, two shows on April 19th at the State Theater, Madison, two shows, Bloomington, Evansville, Los Angeles for the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Damn, he won't be around for my storytelling show. Well, he won't be on it. He's there May 3rd. Victoria, Canada. Oh, I'm jealous of that one. Vancouver, Canada. Royal Oak, Michigan. Fort Wayne, West Palm, Fort Myers, New Haven, Connecticut. Boston, Massachusetts. Two different places. The Boch Center. No, Schubert Theater. Both times. June 8th. Philadelphia, Munn Hall, Pennsylvania. Seattle, Washington. Spokane, Washington. Finishes June 22nd. Get tickets for him at marknormandcomedy.com. Now you know we're both stand-up comics. It's all we love doing. Come see us. Also check out Mark Norman's podcast, We Might Be Drunk, that I'm on this week with Dan St. Germain for St. Patrick's Day. I'm on his latest episode. Go check it out. And also the Tuesdays with Stories podcast. Now you know. Now let's get back to the episode.
And then we left Adelaide. We did 2 days there, in and out. And then we went straight to Brisbane.
You went up to Brisbane first?
Wait, no. Sydney. Went straight to Sydney, and Sydney might have been the highlight. It whisked us off our feet.
Yes, Sydney's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. They kept saying it's the LA, but I felt more Chicago. Big buildings with the river right there, you know, it felt
LA in that they call Toronto LA. No, they call Toronto New York.
New York.
But it's the LA of stand up because it's the place where they shoot stuff.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So maybe they meant it like that.
Maybe.
The river right there? What do you mean?
Well, they have the big ocean. They have the opera house, and I shouldn't have said river, but you go to Bondi Beach.
Did you?
I did. 15 minutes away, they have the Arctic polar bear plunge. We did that.
What do you mean, that pool?
The giant pool. I have photos of that.
Let me see.
All right.
The pool where just the waves come and wash over
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
It was incredible.
I was above that on the cliff walk.
Oh,
and
really?
And I see that, and I stayed for like an hour just watching. You're swimming, and then a fucking massive wave collapses over you.
And it's freezing. I mean, it's ice cold, but boy, does it wake you up.
Wow.
There's McCann. That's him. We're in the bottom of a bar nice. In the middle of Sydney. Hold on. There's Bondi. There's the pool.
There's the pool. Wow.
Oh, hold on. That's us in front of the pool. That's me outside the pool. That's
stand up picture sucks.
There it is.
Wow.
So you can just get in, and there's the ocean right there. It's
and it comes
so
right
pretty.
And that's the wave. That's the lap right there.
That's the lap pool. That's the wave pool.
Wow.
And we had dinner up there.
You had dinner up there.
Yeah, on the balcony.
Interesting.
I gotta send you these because this
is
bad.
No, you'll send me. Okay. We'll put them over the video.
All right.
Yeah.
Incredible and freezing, and we didn't have bathing suits. We just went up there. Like, let's go see it, and we just got in our underwear and went in. And then had lunch and had a couple beers. You got the fucking waves crashing. And really, really pretty, really cool. That,
I know it's off.
There you go.
We'll just get it later.
Oh, yeah, I'm on auto airplane.
Yeah, messages.
Like an airdrop.
Yeah, but why not just like let me send it and don't. All right, Shafir, there we go. But why do you have to, anyway.
And you got to go to settings, get out of airdrop. Or just flip the, do the swipe thing on the top. There you go.
But I'm saying, like, why would it just let me send it and then just say it couldn't go through? Oh, to download. He's got to download it. All right.
My phone's got zero store. There you go. Now it's cooking.
Okay.
Give it 3 seconds. It's going.
What a fucking mistake on my part. I'll just get all these later.
Yeah, we'll do that later. I'll send them all to you.
Back to airplane.
There you go.
That's cool. What'd you get into there? What'd you eat?
We had calamari. You know, we tried to keep it seafoody.
Totally first world, right?
Yeah.
Australia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. And
keep it seafoody. That's smart, yeah.
Great time. And it's 15 minutes away. And then again, you go through Bondi, and you're like, look at all these shops. I want to come back here.
Yeah.
Look at all these thrift stores and bars and restaurants. It was fish tacos everywhere, and she went thrift store shopping.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
I hung out there with... Well, first time I ever really met and talked to Ryan Hamilton, they did JFL there, and I was just there on tour myself. And
they're like,
we're all going to Bondi. You want to come tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, okay. And it's a giant beach.
Huge beach with hot people. There's no garbage. There's no shit. There's guys walking by with surfboards across the crosswalk. It's a good vibe out there.
You know what I loved? And it was closer to Bondi than downtown, but still even downtown. The chicks with jean shorts and bikini tops.
Oh, that's hot.
They'd wear bikinis as a bra.
Yes.
Because they might at any time
go
into a pool.
Exactly. And then they fold
the
jeans
down.
Short. Oof. Oh, that's hot with the white sneakers. Get out of here.
It's really only Sydney and San Diego.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good look. The brown,
it's a good
tan
look.
Skin.
Yeah, brown because they're out in the sun all day.
And their hair's kind of messy from the sand.
Yep.
Woo, doggy.
Even when they're fat, it's still a smooth fat.
Yes, like a seal.
Yeah.
So Bondi was cool, and I love when it's close, you know?
Uh-huh.
You can just go do stuff.
Doesn't take a day to get out there.
Exactly. You lose all the time with travel. One day we took a ferry to Manly.
Okay.
Manly's an island. It's basically like a governor's island or something like that, and it's just people live there. It's almost like Montauk.
Oh.
You know, it's a 30-minute ferry. It's $5.
Oh.
You go there. We had lunch there. And we sat on the beach and had lunch, and then you go up on a balcony, you have a mojito, you look at the whole city, and then you go back.
Ferries, I'm starting to realize, are an underrated mode of travel.
Oh, the best, because you're sightseeing while
they're fun on,
the on
their own. It's
yeah.
like a little short boat trip that you
yes.
also like. This is fun.
And there's a bar on there. You can get a soda.
Yeah,
it's very nice. Get some sun in your face. So we went to Manly. Manly was cool. Then you go back and you realize, well, wow, people live here. People write books on Manly. They just
come
here to live. Yeah, it's like a Hemingway thing.
Damn. First of all, can I just say that you do road, especially in places like that, really well.
I try.
Yeah, you get out there.
You're hungover, but you push.
You're hungover and probably jet lagged. And
yeah.
I'm sure the incentive is to be like, I just want to go to bed.
Of course.
But it's like, when are you going back there?
Exactly. And when you look back on the trip, you're not thinking about the hangover. You're thinking about, oh, we saw Bondi.
Yes.
You know? So
yeah,
you just
yeah,
push through.
Red Band called me. Him and Tony went to Australia. And he was like, any tips? They're all going to a koala sanctuary. Any tips? I'm really tired, but I should get over this jet lag. And I told him, I was like, hey, dude, you're going to look back on this in 10 years and you're not going to remember the sleep.
Yes.
You will be tired and cranky, but you'll never get a chance to touch a koala again.
Yeah.
So I would say suck it up. Don't even nap for a minute. Just suck it up and be cranky. Realize you're cranky and then try not to be a dick to anybody, but like you want to be out there. And
yeah.
It was great advice.
Great advice.
Took a nap anyway and missed the koala thing.
Ah.
And so he has no memory of it, but you do.
You got that right. And I got the photo. But now with CGI, he can just put a koala in instead of
you
his
really
girlfriend.
Can, huh?
Yeah. So I still think you should do it and suck
it
up.
What'd you do? How'd you do it? I'm always afraid they're going to fucking try to gouge. Like,
What do you mean?
Just like rip my guts out.
Well, the koala thing is weird because you go to this little sanctuary or whatever, yeah. zoo thing, petting zoo, and they go, who wants to take a picture of the koala? It's $20.
Oh.
And then they wheel out this koala, and it's almost like a donkey show or a hooker where they're feeding it eucalyptus just so it doesn't spaz out.
Yeah.
And then they take a photo with it. And they go, don't look it in the eyes. Don't touch it. It's like a stripper. And then they wheel it back, and he's like missing patches of fur and stuff. You really feel horrible for the koala. And then kids are like grabbing at it and stuff and jumping on it. Oh, it was brutal.
It's like the fly koala.
Yeah.
that would look at it in its captivity.
Exactly.
And he's just like, kill me.
But they are fucking cute, and they eat that eucalyptus, and they get a little high, so they chill out. Wow. But beautiful. We fed the kangaroos.
Where was this?
This is in Sydney.
In Sydney?
Yeah.
Did it go to the zoo?
It was its own thing. It was a petting zoo, kind of little zoo.
Wow.
Super That's fun. Super hands-on.
You fed kangaroos.
Oh, yeah. We got photos of that, too.
Yeah, let me see that. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Fed the kangaroo.
Dude, you're dangerous now that you got money.
I know, right?
Because before you wanted to do stuff, but you were cheap, so it's like you'd find a ride somewhere, find whatever. But now with money where it's like, oh, you can pay $100 or $20 for a picture or whatever.
Yeah.
Now you're a fucking threat.
Swipe through that a little bit.
Wow.
The kangaroos.
Are you touching them?
Oh, yeah, very friendly. And
they eat right out of your hand.
Yeah, they give you pellets. And they let you hold a koala. I saw a dingo. I saw...
That's
a goat. It was a goat there. I said, fuck it. Let me give the goat some love. Nobody was touching the goats.
Wow, you're touching the koala.
Yeah,
right
I got
there.
A little butt touch. They weren't crazy about that. You can see I'm wicked hungover because of the... sorry, my phone's got...
It's okay.
That's a light show in Sydney with the drones.
Oh.
Super cool. So we landed in Sydney at like 5, and I said, what are we doing tonight? And they said, there's a light show, 5-minute walk from your hotel at 7. I said... Put the bags down. We'll get dinner.
What a great tip! It's like,
beautiful.
In 2 hours, enough time to like chill. Yeah. If like in 10 minutes, like I need to brush my teeth.
That's true.
Oh, that's perfect. And so you went to it. They did that here with the dragons.
Exactly.
But you were up close.
We were up close, right on the water, and you got the bridge there, and all the buildings are lit up. They have projected weird designs on the buildings. So we had dinner outside, and
that's so funny.
So hungover there.
Really?
That's why I'm wearing the sunglasses. And the city like whisked us off our feet immediately. That's
the
harbor. That's
I took a shit on that bridge.
Oh, really?
My pants.
You're allowed to climb. That's the La Palais Theater in Melbourne, right on the ocean. That's me with a bunch of drunk guys.
They drink so fucking hard. Did you do any cocaine in Australia?
I've never done it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you see people going for cocaine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Names? It's so interesting, the cocaine use of Australia.
They love it. And we found a bag on the ground, and my buddy James was like, you should sell that, because it was probably like a 50 bag or 100 bag. You can sell for $600 there. So we were like, all right. So we sold it to some guy for four.
100?
Yeah. So we made $350.
What do you mean?
Because it was probably a 50 bag in America, but there it was. I guess we made four because it was free. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Good point.
Just like as my Jewish side, I'm like, no. Your margins are off. You got to do the math better.
Good point.
Good point. Yeah, they love Coke, and they always go do it all the time, and it's shitty. It's bad Coke
there. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, they did a bunch of it, and the guy goes, this is K. And we were like, oh, sorry. We didn't know, but we were
wrong. Get what you get, bro.
Yeah. So
love ketamine too.
A lot of drinking too. We really overdrank.
Really?
Every night. Because you know, you're just like, ah, keep it going. I'm in Australia. Fuck it. There's no rules.
So you told me this once where you're like, then you start like consistently headlining. You go back to, I'll just say Tulsa, but anywhere really. And they're like, are we going partying again? Last time you were here 3 years ago, we partied hard. You're like, oh, I only had 8 weeks on the road then.
Nah.
So I'm in the middle of a 9-week run. I'm actually just going to like work on some clips.
Yeah.
And they're like, come on. But in Australia, it's like, you're on vacation.
You're on the other side of the world. You got all the podcasts are banked.
Yeah.
You're just doing this.
Oh, great.
It was fun.
Yeah, how did you deal with like work for a month getting out of it?
It wasn't easy, but that's where the drinking comes in. You know, you're sick of the suitcase, you're sick of the hotel, you're sick of the flight, so you kind of drink to therapeutize.
That's not what I mean.
Oh,
I mean like every comic I talk to, where I'm like, hey, you're getting stressed. You need to get out of town for a month.
Mm.
You need to go on vacation. Like, I can't. I got this podcast I got to do. I'm saying, how did you work it where you could free yourself up for a month?
I did a good thing, which I never do. I'm a hate confrontation. I hate all that. So
yeah,
I said,
for sure, that is you.
June, we went to Australia. So in March, I told Joe and Sam, hey, I'm going to be gone in June, and we got ahead of it, and that was the best thing I ever
Great.
Did.
Smart.
Yeah, but it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to just go, oh, I'm leaving tomorrow. Sorry. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, and then you have to zoom in from Australia to wake up at 4 a.m. and Zoom and forget it.
And then they hate you. They're like, why didn't you tell us? Yeah. I'm scared of that initial moment where they go, oh, geez.
I remember taking from the old stand to Stand Up New York, taking a cab, and you're like, you were on at 5. Like, I'm almost there. I'm like, don't tell them you're almost there, Mark. Tell them to get another comic because you're 28 minutes away. There's literally no chance.
You're so
They're
right.
They're on the street looking for you. Like, you're avoiding that one moment. It's going to come.
And it's going to be worse later.
It's going to be worse. Just oh, put on maybe even two comics. I am nowhere close.
Well, I've got
It's like that trip to Salt Lake to Wise Guys from Park City.
Geez.
And Keith called and he goes, you guys close? And I was like, no. It's only 7:15. He goes, yeah, show starts at 7.
Yeah.
Like, Keith, I got to be honest with you, man. We're probably 40 minutes away.
And that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. And Keith is so cool.
He's
he was cool with you missing before. He was like, that's all right. Yeah. We'll just give some refunds. And it's like, oh, all right.
And it's so cool because that's all over. At the time, that's the biggest problem in your life. You'd give your left nut to just fix that, but it's all
Nobody in Park City knows the fucking effort he made to, he shouldn't have missed his flight, but once he did miss it, to get there for those last two shows.
There you go.
Was monumental.
All right, I'll
and
take it.
And to hang for the fucking at least a day or two of skiing.
Of course, yeah. These people who miss that. Like, of course, you all have that initial, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to think and plan and get out of bed. But once you're there, I was like, I'm on the top of that mountain with the ski in my face and the snow in my ass. And I go, I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. So Sydney seems fun as shit.
Sydney was beautiful. And it was a real city, you know, where you go to Perth, which is almost a town, and Adelaide, which is just kind of a college town.
Oh,
and then Sydney was like, a city. And we needed that. We needed the nice restaurants. We needed the bars. We needed the trolley going down. We took the tram every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so that was really nice. And there's stuff to do, the light show, the ferry, the Manly, the Bondi. There's so much.
I went to – nope, sorry, it was Melbourne.
Oh,
But I went to the Kylie took me to a promoter. Great advice once. She was like, there's one secret to – I can't do the accent.
I can't either.
To being good comedy – and I was like, what is it? He goes, do bad rooms. Just do bad rooms. That's the only answer.
Mm.
Do bad rooms.
That's good advice.
It is good. I was like, no, wait, because it was so simple. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's it. Don't have it easy.
Yeah.
Do bad rooms and you'll get better. Ah, shit.
I did a gig in Montauk last night.
Really?
Yeah, I just drove back last night. I got home at 2 in the morning, but it was a weird room. But
where was it? The magazine guys?
No, it's called the Clubhouse.
Oh, okay.
And the Hamptons. Boy, you forget, you drive out there, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
this is right
very
here,
wealthy.
3 hours away.
What was I going to say about Australia, about Sydney? Fuck.
The problem with Sydney was we stayed too long.
Interesting.
We stayed 5 days because they're like, you're going to want to see Sydney. You're going to want to do stuff. And we sold a bunch of tickets there. So they kept adding nights.
Yeah.
And we went to Melbourne and only had a day and a half. And Melbourne's amazing too.
Melbourne, I went to the David Bowie exhibit.
Whoa.
That's it. I was going to say, Kylie took me there.
Worth it?
So worth it. And then I saw it here in the Brooklyn Museum, I think. And they took out stuff.
Oh, interesting.
They had a giant display in Melbourne. Because a lot of these places, it's shocking how they don't shy away from their counterculture.
Yeah.
So in Christiania, in Copenhagen, there's class field trips to little kids where they sell weed.
Yeah.
The red light district in Amsterdam, little kids know about that. They don't shy it away. It's like part of their city. So they're just cooler with stuff. They had a giant display of this is before he died too, of David, I think so, David Bowie's Coke spoons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they didn't have that one here.
Why would you hide that?
Why would you hide it?
We know he was a drug addict.
He was
addict,
so
weirdo.
Into it. Like,
yeah.
What?
That's silly.
Yeah, but I like Melbourne a lot because it seemed more artsy. It seemed that's where all the murals were and the fucking graffiti and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I like Melbourne too. It feels almost more European there. It felt very French, like the Palais Theater, and it's right on the ocean and it's so clean and... I remember I had a moment. This is where I get cheesy and gay.
Okay.
We land. I go to the theater. I'd done the festival there years ago. And to come from the festival as a nobody and then come
doing
out
15.
And sell. Yeah, 2015.
No, doing 15 minutes.
Doing 15 minutes. Nobody, bombing a lot, you know, whatever, getting drunk, trying to get on other shows. Nobody would have me. To coming back a couple years later, 8 years later, whatever.
Yeah.
And doing two shows at this big, giant, beautiful theater on the ocean. Wow. So before the show started, the show was at 7. I got there at 6:30. I go, you guys go in. I'm going to walk around. I walk to the ocean. I see a guy playing guitar alone. There's no one on the boardwalk. I'm looking at the ocean. It's beautiful. I look at the theater. I go, I can't believe this. And then some guy goes, you're fag on a bike. And I was like, all right, we made it.
Not a fan. Just a,
just a regular
just saw
guy.
Saw the shorts you were wearing.
And I went in, and we had a hot set, and there's a big chandelier. The theater is ornate, and like Charlie Chaplin played here. What the hell, you know, and all that. So it was pretty great.
That's cool, because it's like in the same city. You can like see the jump.
Yes.
It's like when you haven't seen a kid in like 7 years. Right. Like, what the fuck?
Yes, yeah. And it's so gradual. I compare it to the notches on the wall when you grow up with your dad. And he's making you the height notches. You don't really feel taller, but then you go, holy shit, I'm here now.
I'm
I used
two
to be
more
here.
Inches. I'm yeah. 3 inches. That's real.
That's huge.
That's awesome, man.
So it's all downhill from here,
awesome.
Is my point. But
remember when we were at Chappelle's movie. You were just there for the free food.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the promoter guys was talking to you. I don't know if you remember this. It just hit me right now. And he was like, I'm like, oh, dude, they're about to start wooing you. This is a year and a half ago.
Wooing you.
They're like, you're going to make them a lot of money at theaters soon.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So wooing. He's kissing up to you.
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
like, you think? I'm like, yeah. And now it's already happened.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh.
But good eye.
Yeah. He didn't even ask me to say hi. He was like, hey, all right. So, Mark, what'd you think right. of that movie? And I was like, yeah, they see you as a fucking fish soon.
The low self-esteem kicks in where you don't ever believe anyone would do that to you.
Yeah. What do you wish you had known about Australia before you went? And then what would you tell someone else to avoid or to like make sure to do?
Ooh, good question. Good question.
You know, because there's a lot of what it doesn't have to be the only thing, but just like when people tell me they're going to Perth, I'm like, check out the fucking it's dumb. But if you have an extra night, check out the tour, the haunted tour of the prison.
Yeah. I would say
focus for sure.
Pretty much what you said is you do the dumb hacky shit. I know it's silly, but just do it. You're never going to do it again. Get it over with. And I would say check out something you'd never heard of. Like whatever I talk to the locals because we would say we're going to go to a bar. Where should we go? And instead of Googling it, I would ask the comics and they go, there's a bar. It's the oldest bar in Sydney. It's underground. It's in a big barrel, you know. Then you have to go in and then check out the back room.
Right, that.
Stuff like that.
Right, exactly. You get that real advice where it's like, nice.
So we took the baggie of Coke. We're at this old bar. And we took, and they go, there's a liquor cell, a cellar downstairs. Yeah. Do you want to go see it? It's got all the oldest liquors and the $1 million shot, you know, whatever.
Cool.
So we go and we get a tour of that. And I bring out the bag of Coke. And the guy giving the tour did a bump. And I was like, this is a great moment. And that's that picture of James McCann and May, my wife. And they're like, because he took a bump and all. And, you know, they're just like all having a great time.
Still didn't do any.
I couldn't do it. Well, it was Kay
also. I'll be honest. Well, good point. I wouldn't do it in Australia. I would wait till you're in London next.
Yeah.
London or somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
It's just better there.
And, you know, you got to kind of keep your wits about you. You know, you're like, all right, if we go to bed in an hour, we'll get 4 hours.
Actually, don't even ever do it. Fuck
okay.
It's stupid. Yeah, we got to go to bed soon.
Yeah. We're kind of on a schedule, which sucked because you want to just chill.
The sucky thing about traveling for stand-up is that you do have to be somewhere at some point.
Yes,
if you were just going to Australia, at any moment you and May could have been like, hey, you know what? I'm done a day early. I know we paid for this hotel, but fuck, you want to just go to Melbourne anyway?
Yeah.
And just get on the earlier flight? And you'd be like, yeah, I'm done here. Let's go.
Right.
And you just can't do that. Like, no, I have a show tonight. Or I have a show tomorrow. Or like I'm in the middle of having fun. It's 5 o'clock, it's a drink. I'm like, shit, guys, in 2 hours, I got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
It gets in the way.
It does get in the way. But yeah, I think you need a little of both.
Yeah. I mean, it does get, but it also gets you out there.
Gets
Would
you out
have
there.
Gone anyway? No.
Exactly. Definitely not. So then we left there. We did Melbourne for like a day and a half. We were in, we were out. That sucked.
Yeah.
And then we went straight to Brisbane. And so the lady left. She was like, it's already been 2 weeks. She was like, I got to go. So we went to Brisbane.
Brisbane's
a cool
also
town.
Extremely hot. It's up.
No, I don't think it's up there, is it? They keep
Brisbane
going.
Right
there
here.
You go.
Yeah.
Coastal city. It felt more like
alligators here.
Yeah.
Can't go in the water.
No. Although we did.
You can go Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, okay.
Which is like out there. No, no. I'm thinking of somewhere else. I'm thinking of up here.
Oh, okay.
Timor.
Oh, Papua New Guinea.
Why did I think that they had a boardwalk that it's like no beach? It's just like border over the, because they're like, oh, it's crocodile shit.
They do have that. They do. That was there. Okay. But you have to go out to get to the ocean,
right?
Which we did. It was a 20-minute drive. Because we wanted to go surfing.
Right.
And of course, we were hungover, and me and Youngblood were like, fuck it, I can't do it. And he's kind of fat, so he was like, I can't surf anyway.
Yeah.
And then we just said, God damn it, screw it, we're going. And we went, and we had so much fun, and it woke us up, and it was rejuvenating and great.
Wow.
And then we did shows that night.
It is. Like, just get out there and go, and you'll just be going.
Yeah.
Even if it's a dumb thing. I call them statues, like seeing the statues, because, like, listen, when I'm in, I don't even know where, any city, New York, you know, it's like, well, if you, I'm visiting New York for the first time, I got to see the Empire State Building. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. But mostly it's going to bars and like going to music shows and Broadway and like doing shit. But the statues might get you out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth time you're in New York, you're like, I've already seen the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Now I'm just here for a good time. But the statues, meaning also the beach, the Cuocas or whatever, get you moving.
Totally get you moving, and it's just somewhere to go, because you sit there going, should we do this? No, I don't know about that. How about that? No, and you can't decide on anything, but if you just have to go, you go. And that's what I would say don't do.
What?
I think a big part of our fuck up on the tour was like, where are we going to eat? Now we're spending 45 minutes going, Thai, I don't know, and you're like, we could have been to Wendy's and done with it.
Yep.
Why do we all know what a banh mi tastes like. It's not going to taste different in Australia.
Yeah.
I get if you're going to get kangaroo.
Yeah.
But we sat there for hours. We wasted hours
trying
going,
to find the 4.8 place instead of the 4.6.
Yes, exactly.
Dude, I finally just got free to this. I live in New York City, and it's one of the best food scenes in the world, definitely of the country. And if I'm going to Montauk, I don't have to go to the best restaurant. Just give me some fish and chips. Get me back to the fucking beach.
That's it.
It's going to be worse food.
Yes.
Granted, you're in Mexico City, get some tacos.
You're in
Vietnam, get some banh mi's. But if you're not in a place that's a food place, if you're in Austin, for sure, go to get some barbecue once. But if once you've gotten that, every meal doesn't have to be an experience, because we live in a better city than that.
Exactly.
So, get ready. Get in and out. Got a sandwich at this deli? Get it and go.
Right. Pad Thai. You guys want pad Thai? I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. I kind of want a burrito. Oh, let me look at the burrito. Like, hour later. And then you got to find the right one. And you go, all right, well, we got to get an Uber. Then it's going to be a 20-minute drive. Then you got to get back in the Uber after. It's brutal.
It's brutal.
Your whole day is gone.
Yeah. Make some reservations if it's like London or Mexico City or a high-level place at the fine restaurants you want to go at before you even get off the plane.
Yes.
Make them last week.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, hey, Tuesday we have reservations at Pool or whatever. It's
right.
Like, sweet. We'll go to that.
We had a mall next to us in Sydney. Yeah. And
just grab a bite and go. Let me get a baguette.
I watched them start looking at food places, and I went to the mall, ate at the food court, and came back, and I still hadn't figured it out.
That's why I love Paris. It really was like, I'll pass a baguettorio or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
And I'll just get that, a couple croissants, and we'll go.
There you go.
We can walk and eat.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's such a waste of time and a waste of money.
Australia is not known. The meat pies would be the only thing I would say, get that while you're there.
Yeah, but that's 2 seconds.
That's 7-Eleven,
in and out.
But
but
it's not known for food.
No, it's not. And they have good Asian food. There was a ton of Asians in
It's like, if you've never had Asian food, it's not because you live in this city. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, you can find it here, too.
Right, right.
Look, if you're there for a month and you feel like, I feel like Chinese today, then go get some.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's good tip. Don't get caught up with food.
Don't get caught up because no one can make a decision.
And the best place is not the best place. It's just
it's all Google. It's all just.
I mean, you told me this once
star.
About a place, a sandwich place, I think in Paris, just like or maybe Italy.
Yes.
Just an amazing sandwich. It was just like, let's just get one. And the guy handmade
it
for
you.
That
was it. Yeah.
Where was that?
That was in the Amalfi Coast.
The Amalfi Coast.
We went to a bodega. She was like, I can't even go out. Find a restaurant. I'm so hungry. I'm just going to go in here. And I was like, all right. And the guy took a half hour to make a tuna sandwich. It was the best sandwich I've ever had in my life.
What an experience.
Yes.
And by the way, those are everywhere. They're just not highly rated, but they're everywhere. You just got to get, it's nice to get lucky.
It's nice to get lucky. And you lose sometimes too. You go, that was the worst pizza I've ever had in my life. But who cares? Hunger comes and goes.
Yeah.
You'll have another hunger.
You'll have appetite. And it'll make the shitty meals. Don't intentionally get a shitty meal, but it makes the better meals more special.
Yeah.
And they're not every single fucking meal.
Yeah. So Brisbane was awesome. Surfing was so cool. And it's such a cool sport. I get it now. I used to be like, why do people do that? Every 6 a.m.? I'm not getting up at 6 a.m. Now
it's amazing.
I get it.
These potheads can wake up early and get it done.
That's how alluring it is.
Yeah.
Something about the water and the standing on water. It's very primal.
And your girlfriend wasn't there then?
No, she was gone.
You didn't have to tell her to paddle away if any male was nearby.
Yeah, exactly.
You told
exactly.
Youngblood, hey, if any other comics come by, you got to paddle. Damn, that's great. So you surfed. Fuck, that's so cool.
The shows were great there, not to get too into comedy, but it was a 400-seater, but you do two a night instead of one big theater a night, and it was way more fun because it was like a club.
Dude, you're in this stage right now where they're going to lie to you and tell you that the bigger rooms are better.
I know.
And you know for a fact that a 230-seat room is way better. So it's like it's a trade-off for the money or the thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's smaller. It's like that.
Yeah, give me four nights in the small room and add up to the big theater. And that's just as good to me.
That's what I wanted to do in Seattle. I was like, all the venues there charge like so much for Ticketmaster. And the same companies own all three of them, every level. So, like, it's going to be 40% on top of the tickets. And I was like, I hate it so much.
40%.
I get so mad. So I'm like, I'll just do the Crocodile, the old Crocodile. It was a rock room for Nirvana played there. And they were like, yeah, but it's 180 seats, dude.
Wow.
You don't want to be there for a week? And then it hit me. I'm like, yes, I do, actually.
Yes.
I'd love to be in Seattle for a week.
And you get so much work done. And you can see more of the city.
Yeah,
and you
can
relax
I'm traveling
more.
All the time.
Yeah.
I did six nights in Denver. It was so fun.
Wow. Good for you.
Instead of In-N-Out.
The Works?
The Works, yes.
Yeah.
Six nights. It
great
was just
club.
Like, I don't know. I'm here. We got a great condo.
Yeah.
I'm fucking here. Me and Simpson.
Oh, Brian?
Yeah, it was
great.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And he's so chill. He's like so
he's
laid
very
back.
Chill. What did we do today?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so.
So, yeah, Brisbane was cool because also, you know, you lose the lady, which you miss the lady, but you can also like kind of.
There's some
sleep in a little more. Uh-huh. You don't have to worry about lunch and, you know.
You don't have to worry about getting the right place to impress them. With Youngblood, it's like you're on equal footing.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
It's like, this is good enough. You don't
feel
like you have to impress at all times. Even though I know you're married, it's still like you're constantly taking care of them.
Yeah. You can shit with the door open. You can rub one out, all that good stuff. You're hungover. You're just like, I'm going to just lay here.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, wait, we should get breakfast, you know, which is great, but it was a nice. Nice mix.
Yeah.
And then we had the great time at the shows. We're working on material. We could fuck around a little bit. We're getting clips. I did a shoey eventually.
You did a shoey.
Because they keep yelling shoey at every show.
But that's not something they do.
I got it every single show.
No, no, no. But I mean like.
Oh.
If you were living there, you wouldn't see a shoey at a bar.
No.
Would you?
Maybe at a UFC fight.
That's a novelty thing.
Total novelty. But they kept yelling it. So we came up with a plan.
What's the plan?
Because I kept turning them down. They go, boo, do a shoey. And I was like, I'm not doing a shoey.
It's disgusting.
And they kept booing.
Even a brand new shoe. Glasses are great for this.
Yes. So this is the last night in Brisbane, which is the last night in Australia because you go to New Zealand.
Oh, you went, okay.
So I go, here's my idea. We'll do a shoey at the last show at the last night. But I'm like, I'm not doing a shoey because Bert did one and got laryngitis. Because you get all that jizz from the shoe.
Yeah.
You know, you get all the goo and dirt.
I'm sure it wasn't staying up all night drinking. And Bert loves to blame things on one thing. It's not real.
So we went out and bought a shoe at Walmart for $8. And we set it up where the promoter guy went, do a shoey, you cunt. And I was like, I'm not doing a shoey. And I said, fuck it. And the crowd goes wild. And then Youngblood threw me a shoe. I caught it.
That shoe?
The Walmart shoe. I pour a beer in, I do it, the place goes ape shit.
Especially after you said no.
Exactly.
I did that somewhere once with somebody threw me an edible. I'm like, no, God, I don't know what, it's a fucking handmade. I don't know, I need to do it. And they all just, it's so funny. They're like, boo. I'm like, okay. you eat the whole thing instantly. You're like, oh, I'll make mistakes.
They
I don't
go
know
nuts.
What's in here. Yeah.
That's an experience. They get to go, they'll tell that story for a year.
The shoey, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And once you down a whole beer, you just,
yeah,
but you're not a guzzler, though.
I'm not a guzzler, but you make it happen.
You sip out of one?
Yeah.
sip
the pinky
sure.
out.
Drink it out of those little like shoelace holes.
Yeah.
Just put a straw in there.
Right. So we do the shoey. We leave. We have a great. We go hit the bars. That's where I got that drunk photo. We went to a strip club. That was awesome.
Yeah.
The strippers there. My God. They're like 11s. You're like, what are you doing here? You could make it in Dubai. You could
it's
marry
a
prince.
Long trip. Dude, Australia chicks. Are hot.
Hot.
And
hot.
Slutty.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, too bad you were there you brought sand to the beach, but like,
well, you know.
I know. But I'm saying like everybody I knew who went to Australia in high school and college and stuff, like, oh, they must have loved my American accent. I got laid so much. And then I had Israeli friends like, they love the Israeli accent. I got laid. Icelandic friend. Oh, they love the Icelandic accent. I'm like, no, they're just sluts.
that's a bit. That's
it's
great.
Nothing to do with your accent.
That's so true.
It's fun. They're just casual about it. I think it might be the least religious country in the world. I think it was a 17% belief rate the last time I looked.
I think you're right. I think
so
you're right.
So it's like, you take that out, I'm like, yeah, you're cool, let's fuck.
Yeah, why the guilt?
Why the guilt?
No guilt. Jewish women have less sexual guilt, I find. It's
interesting.
Like very Christian.
Interesting.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
maybe.
Either way, so, like, I went to Catholic school, and you'd fuck girls in the ass because they called it God's hole.
Great. Love it.
Yeah, well,
I'll comply.
I'm not complaining.
I will comply.
Yeah, I'm, you know, doing this in their ass. But
So, great. What a fun trip.
So fun. Then, you go. Of course, you go down to New Zealand. That's a whole different world.
New Zealand's another episode.
Okay, great.
I don't know anyone who's been there, and I want to go. I want to go back, but I want to go for a month.
You would love it. The nature
beats
Australia.
That's why I
want
to go get a car or a van and go out there. Well, as we wrap up, let me just say again, watch the special.
Yes.
It's on Netflix right now. It's called
Soup to Nuts.
Soup to Nuts. Mark's one of the best comics working. You'll love him. It's hilarious as always. I haven't watched it yet, but I assume it's the shit I've seen you do on stage live over the last year or two.
Yeah,
so
pretty
it's,
much.
Then
yeah.
It's great.
Oh, thanks. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're a crusher, so that's awesome. Soup to Nuts, it's on Netflix right now. If you have a computer, go to netflix.com, and you can find a way to log in and register for an account.
Yeah, steal the password, whatever
steal
you got
to
do.
Steal the password,
dude. Just watch it. I just want to be able to see it.
I am still using Big J's Netflix login when I was watching my own special. He eventually changed his account.
Apparently they're cracking down
they're
on that
cracked down,
now,
yeah.
But, you know, who cares?
Usually I'll do this in this episode show too where I ask like a tip, but you already said like get out there and
yeah,
like,
fuck
get going.
The lunch.
Yeah.
Fuck this precious lunch.
Get yeah.
Just get out there and do it.
Yeah.
Does anyone else, when you say dream plays, is anyone ever like Tallahassee? Like, have you had that guy yet?
No.
All right, good.
I have not. But it's like, you know how certain places are calling you?
Yeah.
It sounds like that. Like, you're like, oh, I'm looking forward to go to Berlin, but, like, Israel's calling me.
Call it because, you know? The lady wants to go to Japan and Tokyo and all that stuff, which I don't really
Some
care
places
about.
Some places you don't care.
I don't
Schloss
care.
Came in and was talking about Russia, and I'm like, I've never cared.
No thought about Russia.
But, like, Morocco is just in me.
I've been
shake
there.
It.
You would love Morocco. I've been to Rabat, Fez, Morocco, and the Medinas, they call them, which is their market. They're built in a mountain. So you walk through, and there's a donkey passing by you, and there's spices over here. There's rugs over here. There's a fat lady with produce. Then there's a lady who does the henna tattoo. There's a snake charmer guy. It's so much for the senses in a mountain. There's little cracks of sunlight coming in. You're like, oh, let me get this old book that's leather bound. Me and my dad went. Well, he bought like two rugs. They shipped them home. He had to haggle with them. Turbans, the whole thing. Wild.
Wow.
You would love it.
Oh.
Gotta go to Morocco.
All right. Well, damn. I don't want to go so fucking bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Norman, again, Soup to Nuts. Check out his two podcasts. Tuesdays with Stories with Joe List and We Might Be Drunk with Sam Morril.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a guest on both the podcasts. I will say my appearances on We Might Be Drunk are far better because
you think
Tuesdays with Stories is not for guests.
It's not for guests, but you did well and you actually have – you brought in higher numbers than we have normally. So –
Okay.
That's a feather
I
in your
feel like I'm letting
dick.
You guys down. We might be drunk. I feel like I'm not letting you down.
Well, that's
and
a hang
Tuesdays with Stories.
Well, Joe's a tough nut to crack.
But I've cracked him.
That's true.
So that excuse is gone.
That was very Jewish. But I've cracked him.
All right. Guys, thank you very much. If there's a Patreon by now, check out the Patreon. And we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, just trying to quit this pod like he quit all the other ones.
You'd be tripping. Yeah, no, this one I'm interested in.
All right, that helps.
Yeah.
No one else is, but at least you're into it.
Okay, bye, everybody. Thank you.
You.
Well, that's the episode, everybody, and it was a good one. Thank you, Mark Norman, for coming in. That was very interesting. You could feel the love he had for a new place. Mark's getting to travel. I can feel it. He's gone since then to a few places. Berlin, he really loved. Mexico City. Oh, he's got to come back and talk about that. Maybe we'll just do one together about that. I love Mexico City. But he's got the bug now. He never did. He always took off like a full focus on stand-up. Never could. Now he's taking like a week here or there. It's great. Maybe I'll get him to do Paris next time for the next one. He went there too. Anyway, that's the episode. Everybody go to follow him on Instagram.com/MarkNorman. You can follow me at Instagram.com/AriShafir. You can also follow the podcast Instagram.com/UBTrippinPod. And please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts at UB Trippin'. And if you want to follow it on YouTube, it's YouTube.com/@UBTrippinPod. And that's it, everybody. That's the episode. I'll see you next, not even next week, in 4 days' time on Monday for Mr. Dan Soder to talk about his trip to Iceland. This has been UB Trippin' Episode 2. They're pretty fun. But wait. Chat, how do you say goodbye in Australia? Huru? No fucking way. I've never heard of that before in my life. It's not huru. There's no fucking way. That's wrong. The only way I'll accept is a bogan way of just getting drunk and passing out. And then going to 7-Eleven for a nice meat pie. Until next week, huru, everyone.